Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. For the first half of this month, Pastor Reynolds had a message dealing with being partakers of the divine nature. Now, for the next two messages this month, we'll change to a topic that most people really don't want to talk about or deal with, and that topic is death. You know, it's something that no one can avoid, but the human nature tries to shy away from the topic. But it is a very important topic for both the saved and the lost to keep in mind. In today's passage, we're going to start in Psalms chapter 23, which of course is a very common passage on this topic of death. So without any further delay, here is Pastor Reynolds.
Psalms 23, verse number 4 states, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." You know, the truth is that all of us receive one death. I don't think we get two. Well, I don't believe we get three. I don't believe we get four, but we get one death. Death is something that's coming to all of us. We don't know when. We don't know how. All we know is that one of these days we are going to die someday. But we should never be fearful of death. The Bible states in the book of 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 18, "For there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." The fact is that all of us are going to die, and yet the Bible says that we ought not to fear death at all. Why is that? Well, the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis chapter 35 and verse number 18, as the Bible talks about the death of Rachel, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Manoah, but his father called him Benjamin." This takes place as Jacob was returning to the land of Israel, where he had lived in Padan-Aram for 20 years. He went to Padan-Aram poor, but he returns to Israel a rich man with wives and much wealth. In this passage, the wife he loves, whose name is Rachel, dies giving birth to Benjamin. There is no record that Jacob ever even considered the death of Rachel as a judgment from God, because it was not a judgment from God upon this man. Notice in this passage that death is said to be exactly the same thing as when the soul departs. Notice in the book of Genesis chapter 35 and verse number 18. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died." You see that? Death is the separation and disunion of soul and body. At death, the soul actually departs from the body. The soul at this point goes elsewhere and lives in a separate state, but the soul never dies. The soul actually goes into another world, the world of spirits, even unto God that gave it. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse number 7 states, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." I'm thankful today that we have an eternal spirit. I'm thankful today that I'm saved by the grace of God. I'm thankful that salvation is what God has done in me, that salvation is not something that I have done in this body, but salvation is separate from this body. The Bible states in the book of Luke chapter 16 and verse number 22, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried." Here is the record of two that died. The rich man, who was a very rich individual, The Bible also says that Lazarus, who was a very poor man, also died. Notice that when Lazarus, the beggar, died, he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Now, a lot of people might think that Lazarus was saved because he was poor, but that is not the case at all. Lazarus was a saved man, not because he was poor, but rather because Lazarus was trusting Christ when he was in poverty. He was not trusting all of his wealth, as the rich man trusted in his wealth. Note this, though, that all of our memories go with us into eternity. The rich man had as much knowledge after death as he did before he died. The rich man knew Lazarus, but he also knew Abraham. It is also very interesting to note that Abraham knew the rich man, even though neither of them had been even introduced to each other before death. The rich man first desired a measure of comfort to be given to him. But when that was refused, he next asked help for his five brothers that were still living. This is also refused. This tells me something, that there are no prayer requests answered from hell. Now is a time for every individual to get right and to stay right before God. After death, you see, it is absolutely too late for a person to ever get right with God. Notice in the book of Psalms 90 in verse 10 through verse 12, the Bible states here that life is very, very short. So it is today that we need to learn to number our days. The Bible states here, the days of our years are 70. That's 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You know, this is absolutely the truth. We don't know how many days we're going to live upon this earth, but we know that we're going to die. And we need to spend the time that we have upon this world doing the things that God and God only wants us to do. Did you know why? Because we are going to be held accountable unto God who gave us life. Every person is going to be held accountable unto God. Therefore, we need to be very careful that we always do only what God wants us to do. Notice in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 13 through verse 17. The Bible teaches here in this place that we should all learn how to live, because our life is simply a vapor that appears for a little time, and then it vanisheth away. Notice what the Bible states here. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live, and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know, I think a lot of people spend their time trying to figure out what sin is, instead of just figuring out that we ought to serve God while we still have breath in this body in which to live. Every person is going to be held accountable for all their actions that they've ever committed upon this earth. Every action is going to be judged by the righteous King, by Jesus Christ, who is the eternal judge. My, today is a day when we ought to be right before Him, because He is our judge. Just picture yourself as you stand before a judge. And he is looking at you, and he's looking at your past actions. This is the way it's going to be whenever we stand before God Almighty. God is going to judge us. We need to be right before God, you see. The Bible states in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6 through 8 that Paul was ready to be offered. Wouldn't it be good just to live our lives and to come to the end of our lives and say, I am now ready to be offered. I'm ready to go to be with the Lord. Look what the Bible says here. For I am now ready to be offered. This is what Paul said. I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept my faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Wouldn't you like to go out like that? As the Apostle Paul looked at his life, and I know there was things that he regretted doing. I know that. But he said, God has forgiven me for all of those evil things. But now is the time for me just to be right. Now is the time for me to come before God. He is my eternal judge. He is my Lord. He is my master. Notice in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24. Here Jesus Christ says unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, these some standing here, we shall not taste of death till they have seen the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The fact is that every person is going to die. Every person is going to stand before God and give an account to God for all of his actions. When you stand before God in judgment and you give an account to God for all your actions, I pray that you might be right before him. Regardless of what men might say, to be right before God is better than anything else you can ever imagine.
You know, I know that this is not a topic that most people want to even think about, but it is an important one. You know, if you're saved, then you can have peace in knowing where you'll go once you die. And you can also have peace in knowing that God promised he would be with you and he'd carry you through it. You know, it's such a drastic comparison between the rich man and Lazarus. You know, one carried by the angels and the other lifting up his eyes in hell and everlasting torment. And if you're lost, don't forget that the end is coming. And if you die without trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will spend an eternity. You will spend forever in a lake of fire and hell. You know, it isn't enough to live a good life. It isn't enough to be baptized or join a church. You must recognize that before God, you're an unholy and filthy sinner. You must repent of what you are and believe that Jesus Christ alone came and died for your sins and has the only gift of eternal life. And if you'd like to talk to someone, please come and see us. We're located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We're about a half a mile off of Interstate 70 at exit 203. And our Sunday morning services will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then worship services again at 4:30. You know, and if you'd like to read more about the topic of salvation, then you can log into our website, which is independencebaptist.org. And there's several good items to read if you'll check out the article section of the website. You'll find an article called How to Be Saved, and there's another one on there called How Christ Saved Me. Well, we are out of time for today, but we are thankful that you were able to join us this morning, and we hope you'll be able to listen in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this message on death.